Hi, friends. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you again. Today's topic is time.
And today's title is It's About Time. It's about time. Peter, what happened yesterday?
Well, Susie didn't want to forget her class, but she could just check her calendar to remind her.
James was also very late, and he didn't have a good excuse, although his watch was slow. Now, let's find out what's going on today. Peter will help us practice with our Read It.
When you travel, being on time is very important. Do you ever travel by bus? Be sure you know when it departs. Read your ticket carefully. If it says 12 o'clock p.m., arrive at the station at a quarter till 12. Arrive early so you don't miss the bus. If you travel early in the morning, you may need to set an alarm. The bus often leaves right on time. It won't wait for you. Don't miss a trip just because you woke up late.
Thanks for that reading help, Peter. When we work and go to school, we need to pay attention to the time.
But when you're on vacation, you don't have to. You can relax.
Well, when you are traveling, you still need to be on time. That is very important.
Yes, that is true. You don't want to miss your bus, or what would be worse is your plane. Well, anyway, let's get started. Here's Christina with today's keywords.
Hello, 美国人旅游大部分喜欢搭飞机或是自己开车，少数人才会搭巴士或者是火车。 Alex就要搭巴士去德州玩。When does the bus depart? 巴士什么时候出发呢？ 动词 depart 就是出发离开，看车票就知道何时出发了。Alex 已经买好车票了。He already bought his ticket. 车票、电影票、入场券都是 ticket. Susie 看看时间，现在已经差15分就6点了。用英文讲几点钟的时候， 15分钟可以说 15， 也可以说 a quarter。 因为 quarter 是四分之一的意思，那一个小时的四分之一就是15分钟，所以差15分就6点钟是 it's a quarter till 6. 这里的 till 是介系词，直到的意思。A quarter till 6 就是在15分钟到6点，也就是5点45的意思。 Tina 约 Susie 周六早上6点钟集合去爬山。 Susie 说她得设闹钟才行，闹钟是 alarm clock， 也有人直接用 alarm 来指闹钟。Susie needs to set her alarm clock.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to Texas, Matt.
That sounds fun. How will you get there?
I'm taking a bus. I already bought my ticket.
That will be a long bus trip.
I know, but I like traveling by bus.
What time does your bus depart?
It departs Saturday at 3:05 p.m.
Hey, did you hear? Alex is going to Texas. That's exciting.
Yes, that is exciting. So he must be getting ready.
I like getting ready for trips.
Well, what do you do to get ready for a trip?
Well, first I make a list of all the things I want to bring with me so I don't forget anything.
That's very important. Don't forget your socks. Well, this sounds all fun and exciting. So how will Alex get to Texas? How will you get there?
Well, he is taking the bus.
He is taking the bus?
I know, I was thinking the same thing. That's going to be a long trip, but he should have fun.
Oh, well, I was thinking of it's time to see Rebecca. She wants to practice this sentence talking about the bus a little bit more. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's use it tip. If you want to tell someone that you'll be going somewhere, you can use today's tip. For example, I'm taking a fast train. Well, here's another example. I'm taking a plane. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So we take transportation. I take a bus to get to the library. I take the train to the next town. And I take the plane to go to other countries.
Well, I would love to take a boat somewhere. Doesn't that sound like a fun way to travel?
Oh, I really like traveling on boats. I've only traveled on a ferry, so not for a really long distance, but even that is fun.
Well, I don't think taking the bus would be fun.
Yeah, but remember, this is Alex's first time. This might be fun. He will see a lot. And yes, it's a long trip, but, well, here's Christina to explain more about that sentence first.
That will be a long bus trip. Matt 听到 Alex 要坐巴士到德州去，他说 That will be a long bus trip. 看到了吗？这就是英文的语法，也就是它语句的结构。中文说这趟车要坐很久，但英文是说这将是一趟很长的巴士旅程。That will be a long bus trip.如果你不想说中式英语的话，就要学英文的说法方式哦。我们来练习一下。如果有人坐火车要坐很久，你就说 That will be a long train trip. 那坐飞机坐很久就是 It's a long flight. 如果距离很近，时间很短呢，就说 It's just a short drive. 表示开车一下就到了。如果是走路一下子就可以到海边的话，你可以说 You can take a short walk to the beach.
Thanks, Christina. So let's talk a little bit more about this word, ticket. You need tickets when you take transportation.
That's right. So usually when I book a flight, that means when I pay for a flight, I pay for it online.Then I print out a ticket.
Right. You also need a ticket to see a movie or watch a concert. It shows that you paid for it and it gives you a seat number.
Well, Alex is excited. What time does his bus depart?
It departs Saturday at 3:05 p.m. Well, that means depart. He will leave at that time.
Well, I think it's time to depart now, but just for a minute, friends, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Well, I always think back of when I was a student learning about time.We have this phrase called tell time. Can you tell time?
Well, sure. Now that I'm an adult, I can tell time. But when you're little, you have to learn how to look at a clock and understand what time it is. You learn how to tell time.
Right. Tell time. It means you understand how to read the clock and also say to someone what time it is. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Well, it is 6:15. I'm going to my class.
Wait, I'm going hiking this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure. Just tell me when and where.
Let's meet outside the office at 6:00 sharp.
In the morning? That's early. I'll need to set my alarm clock.
I know, but I love hiking early in the morning. now we are with Tina and Susie. Yesterday we learned that Susie has a ukulele class, and now it's time for her to go to class.
Yes, Susie says, well, it is a quarter till six. I'm going to my class.
Let's talk about the way we talk about time. A quarter. There are four quarters in a whole, like a dollar. Four quarters make $1.
But what about time? Let's see. There are 60 minutes in 1 hour. So half an hour is 30 minutes. A quarter of an hour is 15 minutes.
That's right. Now, a quarter till six. Let's look at this word tell. That's short for the word until. There are a few minutes until dinner. That means dinner will start in just a few minutes.
So, 15 minutes or a quarter till six. That means there are 15 minutes until 6 o'clock. Here, let's go to Christina and she will talk more about it.
Susie 说在15分钟就6点了。It's a quarter till 6, 所以就是5点45的意思。Quarter 是四分之一，所以一个小时的四分之一就是15分钟。It's a quarter till 6. 也有人会说 It's a quarter to 6. 两种说法都可以。如果是6点15分的话就说It's a quarter after six. 所以差别就在介系词整点之前用 till 或是 to, 整点之后就用 after. 当然用英文讲时间的时候我们也可以直接讲数字就好。比如说5点45就是 5:45, 6点15就是 6:15, 这样子讲更直接一点。因为我们还看到 Tina 和 Susie 约周六爬山的集合时间是 6 o'clock sharp. 注意 sharp 这个字 ,6 o'clock sharp 就是6点整。如果我说会议2点整开始就是 The meeting starts at 2 o'clock sharp.
Thanks, Christina. So Susie is going to class, but...Tina wants to tell her something before she leaves.
Yes, she says, Wait, I'm going hiking on Saturday. Do you want to come?
You can invite people to do things with you this way. I'm going to the cafe. Do you want to come?
Coffee? Of course, I love going to the cafe. Just tell me when and where.
Here and now.
What? The cafe? There's no cafe here.Tell me when and where.
Yes, exactly. Tell me when and where. That's here and now. It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Tell me when and where.
Tell me when and where.
告诉我时间和地点。
I'm having a party.
Tell me when and where.
I'm inviting all my friends.
Tell me when and where.
I'm having a live band.
Ooh, tell me when and where.
Saturday night.
Where?
At your house.
What? My house?
Tell me when and where.
Tell me when and where.
告诉我时间和地点。
That's a fun calendar phrase. You can say it when you are excited to do something and you really want to go. You'll make time and plan for it. So you say, tell me when and where.
So these two friends make a quick plan. Tina says, let's meet outside the office at 6 o'clock sharp.
Oh, that means exactly at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock sharp.
Okay, friends, well, now it's time to review those key words. Let's look at them now.
Here's the first key word from today. Depart. Depart. The train will depart at noon.
Ticket. Ticket. Sandra bought 2 movie tickets.
quarter, quarter. 15 minutes is a quarter of an hour.
Tell, tell. My work day does not end till 7 p.m.
Alarm, alarm. That alarm is really loud. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. Now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to Texas, Matt.
That sounds fun. How will you get there?
I'm taking a bus. I already bought my ticket.
That will be a long bus trip.
I know, but I like traveling by bus.
What time does your bus depart?
It departs Saturday at 3:05 p.m.
Well, it is a quarter till six. I'm going to my class.
Wait, I'm going hiking this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure. Just tell me when and where.
Let's meet outside the office at 6 o'clock sharp.
In the morning? That's early. I'll need to set my alarm clock.
I know, but I love hiking early in the morning.
Okay, friends, well, this really does take a lot of practice, so let's do that right now. Let's tell time. First of all, we have a clock. This is any time where it's exactly at that hour, so 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
That's right. And then we start going around the clock. 5 past 6 o'clock, for example. That's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Okay. Well, what about 5:15? We can say that's a quarter past five.
What about 5:30? Do we say 2 quarters? No, we say 5:30 or half past five.
All right. So after 5:30, let's say, we change to say two or till. So let's look at 5:45. Okay. We see a quarter to. So that means there's a quarter of time until or to the next hour.
That's right. Quarter till, quarter to, same thing. So if the time is 7:45, what time is it, Peter?
Well, we'd say it's a quarter till eight.
That's
what
right.
About if it's 3:30? How would we say that time?
Well, you could say it's half past three.
All right, friends. Keep on practicing at home, but now it's time for us to move on. Let's check out what James and Ginger are up to.
James, we're taking a trip today, remember?
Yes, I wrote it down. Trip with Ginger.
Well, hurry or we'll miss the train.
Really? Let me look at the ticket.
See? We have to leave right away.
Ginger, we have plenty of time.
But we have to be at the station 15 minutes early.
Don't worry.
But the train will leave right on time. James, it won't wait for us. Hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Ginger, read the ticket carefully.
We're late.
Does it say a.m. or p.m., morning or evening?
Oh, we do have plenty of time.
Yes, we have 12 more hours.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. Oh, it's 3:05. A friend is coming to see me in a few minutes, so I'm keeping an eye on the time. Do you ever watch the time? I still use a watch. But I know many other people just check the time on their cell phones.
We all watch the time. We have things to do at certain times. Maybe you need to be at school by 8 o'clock. Maybe you need to be at work by 9 o'clock. Or maybe you have an appointment at 10:30. We talk about time a lot. There are different ways to talk about time. You can say the hour first and then the minutes. So if the time is 6:25, you say 6:25. Or you can say the minutes first and then the hour. So for minutes 1 through 30, we use past or after the minutes. For minutes 31 through 59, use 2 after the minutes. So 11:20 would be it's 20 past 11. And 8:51, we would say it's 9 minutes to 9. Maybe your clock or watch says 3:15. We can say that time different ways. We can say 3:15, or we can say 3:15, or 3:15. If the time is 3:30, we usually say 3:30, but in England, you can say 3:30. And when it's 3:45, you can say either 3:45 or 3:45. We like to tell time so we can be on time.
Well, it's 3:20 now. My friend was supposed to meet me here at 3:15, so he is late. Maybe he isn't watching the time. Oh, there he is now. I have to run. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time for the next Jack's File. Bye.
Well, friends, we hope you continue practicing your time. And you know what? It's also very easy to just say the numbers on a clock. You can just say 5:45 instead of 5:45. Yes, you need to learn both, but both will work.
And I think really, so long as you understand when you hear it, that's the most important. You can just use the numbers just like you see them on the clock when you speak. But hopefully now you understand when you hear something like 5:45 or 3:30.
Yes, definitely. It's very useful. So now we're out of time, and make sure to come back again. We'll see you then right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.